This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CVP deliveries up 10%. Anti-tax measure returns for now. Lawmakers to talk child labor issue in private. Feds nudge water deliveries up 10%. The Bureau of Reclamation yesterday updated the South of Delta allocations for the Central Valley project to 50%, a cautious 10% adjustment from the April forecast. The Westlands Water District welcomed the increase, but lamented the decision did not come early enough for their farmers who set their cropping decisions months ago. The water supplier blasted the underlying regulatory decisions that led to those unjustifiably low allocations and argued they must be remedied. The low allocation after a wet winter and with full reservoirs has frustrated many entities throughout the water system. Federico Bajares, who directs the San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority, called it, quote, a perfect example of the disconnect between the available water and CVP operations. He warned the reduced deliveries will result in less economic productivity in the region and more groundwater pumping. Central Valley Congress members have grown increasingly frustrated as well. GOP Representative David Valadao urged Reclamation to improve its pace and transparency, quote, to ensure our farmers are not being held in the dark or gambling about the future of their water supply. Last week, the Valley delegation pushed the agency to substantially increase its June allocations to boost farm productivity. Republican revives anti-tax measure. Assemblymember Bill Asale of Riverside has filed a constitutional amendment to set a higher bar for passing and raising taxes in California. Asale borrowed language from the Taxpayer Protection Act, a ballot measure that died last week after the California Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. The outspoken lawmaker has drawn the ire of Democratic leaders who have removed him from two committees after public feuds with a chair and name-calling. His anti-tax legislation faces an uphill battle as a result. Consumer groups push Congress to oppose traceability pilots in House appropriation bill. Consumer groups are pushing back on a provision of the House Ag FDA appropriations bill that would delay the agency's traceability rule, which they argue leaves consumers at risk. The rule, included in the Food Safety Modernization Act, is set to take effect January 20, 2026. It sets more strict record-keeping requirements along the food supply chain to better assist in food recalls or investigations. What's at stake? Well, a provision in the appropriations bill would delay the rule until the agency successfully conducts traceability plots. One of these plots would require the agency to successfully resolve outbreaks without lot code information. In a letter, Consumer Reports and the Safe Food Coalition say this specific pilot could give opponents of the traceability requirements a case against requiring lot codes of the rule. The end results would be to hamper implementation of the traceability rule and waste taxpayer money, the groups wrote. Additionally, they argue the bill includes no additional funding for these pilots, while also effectively cutting agency resources. While the consumers argue enough work has been done to ready the supply chain for the rule, some of the industry have expressed concern over remaining challenges. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FSA opens funding for specialty crop food safety certification. The Farm Service Agency is making $19 million available through the new Food Safety Certification for Specialty Crops program. The funds can be used for small or medium-sized specialty crop operations that have eligible on-farm food safety program expenses to obtain or renew a food safety certification in 2024 or 2025. Specialty crops are often required to have more rigorous food safety certifications because products often lack a kill step like cooking, according to the Federal Register notice. These funds provided through the CCC Charter Act will be used to help offset some of those costs. FSA is also increasing the maximum payment amounts for maintaining or updating a food safety plan and training to account for additional certificates included under the recent Ag Water Final Rule. Denmark introduces carbon agriculture tax. Denmark has reached an agreement with farmers, environmental groups, and unions to implement a law targeting livestock emissions by requiring farmers to pay 120 Danish crowns per metric ton of emitted carbon dioxide. It's about $11, or approximately $100 per cow per year. That's according to a Danish government agency. The tax will increase to 300 crowns in 2035, or about $28, and Denmark has a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions 70% by 2030 from 1990 levels. Farming is the country's largest source of carbon dioxide emissions. Although Denmark is the first to introduce a cattle tax, experts believe other governments will follow suit. Closed-door House Ag meeting to examine child labor concerns. The House Agriculture Committee is holding a closed-door meeting today on child labor with legal experts and representatives of the meat processing industry. The meeting stems from the House Farm Bill markup in May when Representative Greg Kassar of Texas introduced an amendment that would have prevented USDA from contracting with meatpacking facilities engaging in illegal child labor. The amendment was voted down. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said it wasn't filed on a timely basis, but he did promise to have further discussions on the topic. Thompson told AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey that the meeting today is the start of those discussions. The meeting provides an opportunity for the committee to get some background and ask some really tough questions, he said. I'll take note, one of Thompson's concerns with taking up the issue of child labor is that regulatory oversight falls under the Department of Labor. Today's meeting will help to determine the panel's next steps and if a public hearing is warranted. By the way, Democrats, including Kassar and Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, plan to address reporters ahead of the meeting to raise concerns that it's being held behind closed doors with meatpacking industry representatives. Well, here's today's He Said It. Across the spectrum, California simply has no peers. Name an industry and California dominates. Vast, productive farms and ranches that feed the world. That Governor Gavin Newsom delivering his annual State of the State speech yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.